CJLO, 1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. On Monday, a deadly shooting in Montreal's Côte des Neiges neighborhood has left three people dead, a civilian, a police officer, and the suspected shooter himself. Police say officers were called to the area of 6939 DeCary Boulevard shortly after 11:30 a.m. after reports of a person with a gun were made. According to police, responding officers immediately came under fire from a lone suspect armed with a long gun. A lengthy police operation followed, prompting an emergency alert and a shelter-in-place order for much of Côte des Neiges, an order which has now been lifted. A civilian identified by the community as Michael Moshe Mizrahi was also killed during the incident. Police say Constable Mohammed Ben Redouane was also killed. Another police officer was seriously injured and remains in stable condition. Here is Montreal Chief of Police Fadi Dahir addressing press on Monday.
It's a very, very sad day. It's a nightmare. But we have to be solid. We have to be solid for our lady police officer who survived, and we're all behind her.
Police have not formally identified the now dead suspect, but press have circulated the name Seth Hatfield. A long manifesto written by the suspect has been obtained by press and contains misogynistic, anti-women, incel-type tirades. The shooting took place outside of the headquarters of ILO, a company which owns the pornographic video sharing website Pornhub. Despite these details, an exact motive is unclear. Quebec's Minister of Domestic Security, Ian Lafrenière, has stated the event is not linked with terrorism. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Chance from a store. And TNT. Welcome. Happy Tuesday. My name is Ingrid. You're tuned in to Bikini Broadcast. And the track you just heard is Indian Cowboy by Love Language, now known as the Montreal famed band Ribbon Skirt. If you're familiar with my show, you know that they're probably one of my favorite bands coming out of this city in the last few years. And this was their previous project before, I think there was more people in Love Language, and now Ribbon Skirt is just two of them. But today's episode is kind of on that theme of a lot of kind of what some more popular bands were doing before they were in those bands or their side projects. One of my favorite things to do is like go on Wikipedia, like find a band's Wikipedia page, and then click on like the members and see what other projects they were doing and if they were good and stuff. And especially because like when I'm trying to have, say, like a more Riot Girl like specific episode, or more like women of 90s indie rock and that kind of genre, it's sometimes really hard to find stuff, especially Canadian content, that's like still accessible, because at the time, like a lot of those bands, because it's such a DIY genre, weren't recording anything. They were just playing shows, right? So to find stuff, I'm always like a lot of bands have overlap, which there is in every genre, as I've learned from scouring Wikipedia recently. But yeah, so that's kind of today's show, is kind of like everything's connected. And it's gonna be fun. We're gonna go through a couple different genres. For now, we're gonna keep the little bit of twang going. We have a very early Waxahachie track from her first album, American Weekend, which, speaking of DIY, if you're interested in like stripped down sound, I highly recommend this album. I just heard it for the first time like a few days ago, but it's like, I mean, compared to Tiger's Blood, it's so much more very, it sounds like it's like in her garage, and just kind of the aesthetics are very DIY as well. You'll hear in her vocals when I play the track. But if you didn't know Waxahachie before, she was a solo artist. Well, her real name is Katie Crutchfield, and she used to be in a like band with her sister, a duo, and they were called P.S. Elliot, and then they split up and started different projects. So Katie went on to do Waxahachie, and her sister Allison Crutchfield moved to Brooklyn and was in a band called Swearin'. So I'm gonna play a track by them after that. And yeah, it's gonna be fun, and then we're getting a little dancier after that, and then getting really weird and experimental, but all fun, I promise you. Yeah, it's gonna be a good episode, so stay tuned in. For now, this is Be Good by Waxahachie off the album American Weekend, and then you'll hear Movie Star by Swearin' off the self-titled. We'll be right back.
ties.
Du 25 juin au 4 juillet, le Festival international de jazz de Montréal vous attend pour 10 jours de musique et plus de 350 concerts en plein cœur du quartier des spectacles. À voir gratuitement sur la place des festivals The Bar Brothers, Coco Rocco, Engine de Poitrine, Kamasi Washington, Naika, Willow, Larkin Poe, Saint-Levant, Patrick Watson, Seminole et plusieurs autres. Toute la programmation sur montrealjazzfest.com, présentée par le groupe Banque TD en collaboration avec Rio Tinto.
Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m., playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
Well,
you're listening to, just kidding, I'm not a robot, CJLO 1690 AM.
Okay, welcome back now. Not too early. Yeah, you're tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Ingrid. Before the break, you heard Movie Star by Swearin. And before that was Be Good, a very early Waxahachie track. What I like about playing those two tracks back to back is that you can hear like that they're sisters by how similar their voice sounds. And also for some, like maybe because it was early in their careers, but I feel like even though the genres are actually quite different, they both sound quite DIY as well, like with the vocals, something like it makes you think they maybe didn't use the best recording equipment to record vocals, which, and it like sounds really kind of special and authentic that way. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. And next, we're kind of doing a switch here. This next track is really fun and dancey. It's a band from Baltimore, Maryland, with like I think around 60 monthly Spotify listeners. So if you like what you're hearing, you should check them out. Always better is Bandcamp than Spotify, but you know, you do what you can. And the group is called, I think I'm gonna guess that they're pronounced Plurals because it is spelled PLRLS, all caps. When I was like, because I think I was like copying it from a different tab into like I was trying to search some on maybe Apple Music, which is the streaming service that I use at home. So, but I like could not remember what order the letters was. I knew there was like a P and an L and an R and an S, but I kept doing like PSL and like nothing was showing. And I was like losing my mind trying to type out this band's name. And then I was like, okay, it spells basically plurals without the vowels, so just remember that. And now I can look them up every time. So that's my trick. But yeah, I hope you enjoy the song I'm gonna play, and then we're gonna hear another song from a group from Baltimore, but it's gonna be very different and you'll just have to listen and find out. Brain of the Firm by Horse Lords on CJLO 1690. That track was off their brand new album, Demand to be Taken to Heaven Alive. There's an exclamation mark at the end of that, if you couldn't tell by my vocal inflection. yeah, they're like a experimental prog rock band from Baltimore, Maryland, same as the track before that, which was the band Plurals with their track Curses. Again, seems like a very small band, and then Horse Lords are pretty big. They have like a lot of albums, like one almost every year. I thought it was like a cool track, very different from what I normally play, but sometimes I like to play something a little bit weird and out there. And the next track is also exactly that for 4 minutes, so I hope you're buckled in. This next track has kind of like a funny story. I was doing doors for a show on Friday, and the person I was with, well, they were playing like the most random playlist before the show started, and they played that Tom Jones song, It's Not Unusual. And I was talking to the person I was doing doors with, shout out Maxwell from REVC, also on CJLO, but yeah, and I was saying, oh, like that song, there's a Great Belly cover of that, but we were also talking about the Tom Jones song, What's New Pussycat, and there was like a moment of confusion where, anyway, basically we were like, if there was a cover of What's New Pussycat, that would be really awesome. I feel like, I mean, like, obviously that's the kind of music I like, but if there was like a 90s girl rock cover of that, I feel like that'd be so fun. And then a few days later, I remembered that, because Belly does a really great job at their cover of It's Not Unusual, which I've played on my show before, I think a couple months back. But I looked it up. I was like, covers of What's New Pussycat, because I also hadn't thought about that song in years. If you're not familiar, the original is really like 50s pop. Like, I'm not like familiar with kind of the right terminology for that, but very like musical and kind of theatrical, and just like kind of hilarious lyrics at the same time. So I think a cover that's kind of making fun of it would be so fun. So I was looking it up, and there was a lot of other like 50s 60s covers, but I found one by this group called The Flying Lizards, who were like a very experimental new wave band, but I think they only had one. They were kind of like known as a one-hit wonder, but later they released an album of like only covers. It's called Top 10, and it's just like really experimental covers of pretty popular songs, and they just basically did something totally different with all these tracks, including Tom Jones's What's New Pussycat. So that's what I'm going to play for you, and I hope you have fun.
What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat? Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and make up your cute little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat? Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat? Pussycat.
Welcome back. So that was What's New Pussycat, a cover of the Tom Jones song by the Flying Lizards. So if you were tuned in earlier, you heard that some of the songs, or maybe at this point I could even say most of them, were kind of like, the idea for this week's episode was to play some early or like side projects of more popular bands. And after I found that Flying Lizards track, I was like, okay, let me look into this band. It turns out they had a lot of members, and a lot of, like, different female vocalists over the years, too. So one of them was named Vivian Goldman, and she was not on that previous track, but she sung on some of the other albums, and I was looking into her, and she is kind of like, was post-punk artist, and I was really trying to find some of her tracks to play, but I couldn't find an accessible one. But what I did find was a compilation put together by Chicks on Speed, the kind of electro clash group from Germany, from Berlin in the early 2000s, called Girl Monster, and it's like a 3-CD compilation of like a lot of stuff, like women in post-punk to Riot Girl to electro clash, like kind of all over the place, but really thematically perfect for my show. So not only was that exciting for me personally to potentially buy that CD for my collection, but it was also exciting for the show and just kind of made sense with this week's episode of just kind of like Wikipedia digging. Now that it's summer, I like really want to do this a lot more, to find stuff for my show, because it just, like, honestly, that's probably my most common like way to find new music, is like Wikipedia and Bandcamp, I'd say. So if you're stuck or if you're bored of the Spotify algorithm, I recommend that. But anyway, yeah, there was this Chicks on Speed compilation, and they coincidentally also have a song called Girl Monster, which is not on the compilation, but it's the track that I'm going to play next. And also on that compilation was a track by the group born out of Montreal called Lesbians on Ecstasy. Wow, what similar names. Chicks on Speed and Lesbians on Ecstasy. So I thought we could have a little party back to back. So next you're going to hear Girl Monster by Chicks on Speed, followed up by Summer Love, L-U-V is how that's spelt, by Lesbians on Ecstasy here on CJLO 1690. My name is Ingrid and you're tuned in to Bikini Broadcast.
Metropolic gang of robot dolls, metallic surfaces, smooth fembots, sharp metal fingernails, pre-assembled riot girl, girl monster was there before. New wave diva, fembot machine, it sleeps, shits, eats, it's a parasite.
Okay. I'll quit this fucking band. I love you, baby, I love you. I love you, baby, I love you. You would go when the band started to play. I just had to say, hey, hey.
FM Fest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sardarena and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead, The Show Continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops, 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 MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizar, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec nihilism front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry to break up your ad break, but this is Death of the Mid-Range, your future favorite NBA talk show. We help you start off your week right every Monday morning at 9 a.m., bringing you a diversity of episodes on the beautiful sport of basketball. All of this is, of course, on CJLO. We will see you there.
Mr. Cool Guy!
What's up, kid?
How did you get so cool?
I don't know, kid. But I listen to CJLO 1690 AM. Check it. Now I got a dash. See you around, kid.
Wow, CJLO 1690 AM. That's how I get cool.
Welcome back. It's true that if you want to get cool like that guy, you gotta tune in to CJLO 1690. I'm here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And yeah, if you like what you hear this week, you should come back. And the tracks you just heard before the ad break were two tracks by the band Mao. That's M-A-O-W. Yeah, Vancouver band. Going again with the theme of side projects or bands with members before they are in other bands that got bigger. Mao was an early band of Nico Case, who then went on to work with the New Pornographers and do a solo, like a big solo career as well. So that's pretty cool. And on top of that, it's kind of, well, before she contributed a little bit, but not as, like, Mao she was a real member in, but she also contributed to a little bit on the band Cub, who were also Vancouver based in the late 90s. And they had a few albums, yeah, in the 90s. The first one was called Betty Cola, which is, I think, the one that Nico Case played drums for a few tracks on. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And there's like a lot of connections there. And at the same time as I was looking into kind of these connections on Wikipedia, obviously I was doing research into genres as well, and that kind of comes up. And Cub is cited as one of the first like cuddlecore bands, which is an offshoot of the larger genre of twee pop, which I also play on my show like pretty often, I'd say. I don't always like label it, but yeah, it's something I really enjoy. It's also like a way larger genre, and you can really tell, I mean, from the 90s when it was a lot more like rock and post-punk influenced, like you can hear in Cub, and even in like Mao, you could consider that a little bit of the same genre, but I would say that's more like pure punk influence. Like you can hear a bit of Ramones in those tracks we just heard. But yeah, Cub is definitely like cuddlecore indie rock. And I'm gonna play a track from that next. And then it's interesting because Nico Case, yeah, then went on to do the New Pornographers, who were kind of more in the early 2000s indie pop scene, which a lot of, I feel like, I don't know if they collaborated with, but I think a lot of people that were listening to them were also listening to, like, Belle and Sebastian, who are also really big names in twee pop, just, like, a very different offshoot of it than Cub. But the track I'm gonna play after the Cub track is a really good mix of both of those influences, I'd say. It's by someone named Catherine Calder, who replaced Nico Case in the New Pornographers when she left to do her solo career. See all these connections here? I hope you guys are following along. But I'm like barely following along myself here. But I don't know, I just think it's really cool. My friends took over my show like a few months ago, and when they did the episode, they like every song was a direct connection between the artists somehow, and that was really cool. So I was kind of inspired by them this week because they did a really good job. But yeah, so Catherine Calder, before she was in the New Pornographers, she had a solo career, including an album called Are You My Mother. And on this track that I'm gonna play, you can, I would say, some of the vocals are quite jangly, almost surfer-esque, surf rock, indie, surf rock-esque, but it definitely has the more, like, orchestral sound, as well, that indie rock was starting to take on in the early 2000s, especially in Canada, with, I would say, Broken Social Scene and stuff like that. So I hope what I'm saying is making sense, and you'll be able to hear it in the next two tracks, and if you're like, what the hell is she talking about? That's fine too. I just hope you enjoy the music. So yeah, next is Little Star by Cub. And after that, you're going to hear Castor and Pollux by Catherine Calder.
You shine brightly in my sky with me while the nights go by. Catch a comet by the tail if he hollers, go to jail. I had a spider monkey and his name was Bob. He had a nice smile and I liked him a lot, but he was nothing compared to you, 'cause you're my star and you shine through. You're my little star.
Castor and Pollux by Catherine Calder from Victoria, BC. Wow, hometown twin. We're going to have one more track today, and kind of the ultimate band members, other band before they were in a band. I'm playing a track by The Go Team, not to be confused with the 2000s electro pop band, kind of the same name but with an exclamation point. This band has no exclamation point. And this track is an instrumental. It's basically Toby Vail of Bikini Kill's band before she was in Bikini Kill. She did drums for the Go Team in collaboration with, I think his name is Calvin Johnson, who was later in The Beat Happening. And also on this track, Kurt Cobain is playing guitar. I found it because everybody is obsessed with Kurt Cobain. There's like, the only ways you can find it is because there's like Kurt Cobain fan accounts on YouTube that have reposted it. But I enjoy having that access. So I'm not really complaining about the crazy Kurt Cobain fans, I guess. But yeah, this track is instrumental so that kind of fans can make up their own lyrics. That was something that Toby Vail said about this song and this project. And the song is called Bikini Twilight, which is very perfect to end off this week's episode of Bikini Broadcast. See you next week.